AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The family of the 24-year-old man who killed four Marines and a sailor 3 days ago in Chattanooga says he suffered from depression. They add in the statement that the actions of Muhammad Yusuf Abdulazad Aziz were not the actions of the son they loved. The FBI and other agencies continue to investigate the attacks on the military recruiting center and another facility on Thursday. Counterterrorism expert Michael Leiter says the Chattanooga fits a pattern.
We saw this in 2009 starting at Fort Hood, and then another shooting in Arkansas, very similar to this, at a recruiting center. And, of course, the attack in Texas, a machete attack against the NYPD.
Members of Congress and the general public seeing ads and arguments both for and against the Iran nuclear deal. Secretary of State John Kerry, who negotiated the agreement, tells ABC's This Week that Iran has more than met UN requirements.
The United Nations resolution, which brought about the sanctions in the first place, said that if Iran will suspend its enrichment and come to negotiations, all the sanctions will be lifted. Now, they've done more than just come to negotiations. They've actually negotiated a deal.
But Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, also on ABC's This Week, says a deal does nothing to stop Iran from eventually developing a nuclear weapon.
They're getting everything they want. They're getting a pathway down the line within a decade or so to the capacity to be a threshold state with practically zero breakout time to many nuclear bombs and billions of dollars.
The 60-day congressional review period starts tomorrow. Three children and two adults have been found dead in a home in Modesto, California. Police want to talk with a 30-year-old man. A mother and two children were killed when their mobile home was swept into a southern Ohio creek by a flash flood last night. Police say the father and two other children survived. This is AP Radio News. Strong high-pressure system causing weather issues across the country. National Weather Service meteorologist Bruce Sullivan says the Big Dome is pumping hot air from the deep south to the northeast.
Very warm temperatures, well into the 90s across much of the region, along with very high humidities.
Heat advisories warnings up from Arkansas to Connecticut today. Sullivan adds that the same high pressure is pulling moisture from the Pacific over the normally dry southwest, central, and southern California, touching off heavy rain for the drought-stricken region.
They certainly need the moisture there, but any heavy rainfall could also lead to some flash flooding.
The rain also helped firefighters in their battle against a wildfire that burned 20 cars and trucks on an interstate Friday north of Los Angeles before it spread into an area near the freeway. There, it burned three homes and 44 other cars and trucks. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.